Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God of Bethesda is my God. That man was not the only one that was sick and afflicted. But for some reason, Jesus came deliberately for him. The guy did not even have the faith for his own deliverance. And Jesus came. Jesus didn't even try to be God. He just spoke to him. Say, young man, do you want to be made whole? That man was nameless. His problem was the description for his identity. Jesus said, do you want to be made whole? It didn't just say yes or no. Because if I allow you to start talking, you will abort the miracle. You will abort this baby you are carrying. Say yes or no. The man started talking. Hey! Listen to me. The gates of mercy will not close in July. You have not seen anything. Some of you have never had testimony back to back. You will see. I say you will see.
Hallelujah.
Some of you have never experienced a miracle in your life. You will not walk out of this place without one. Some of you have only celebrated and clapped for others. Now, Kenny made a statement, and I think I agree with him. When my brother came with his wife, our brother got their visa to the UK, and he said I was just gisting with Agnes. Now, my gift works through laughter. And if I'm joking, don't be reckless. I'm the one that needs the joke. You don't need it. The joke is, my trigger is joy. Now, I also wanted to say this. You heard some of the testimonies that came from our online services. That's to tell you that there's no distance in the spirit. When you come for yourself. Come for yourself. I remember the brother who said, he attends another church, but he shared the link on his WhatsApp status. Somebody else saw the thing, out of boredom, logged in. And the mom that could not walk got up and started walking. It was a fourth party miracle. Fourth party. Not even direct. She logged in, then heard me say, your mother is healed. She believed. The mother was somewhere else. Couldn't get up. Called the mother. They say you are healed. The mother got up. How do you explain that? You see, anywhere sound can get to, God's power can go there. That's why you have to protect what you are hearing. Protect your ears. Some of you are not reading the Bible enough, and you still listen to naysayers. Why don't you protect that 20% battery life you have? Protect it. Don't use your battery life to be chatting when you need this thing to shout amen. I don't know if you get what I'm saying here. So somebody with a 30% battery life may actually make use of it, be smarter, go on battery mode, battery saver mode. And then you maximize your time because you know that wherever sound can get to, wherever God's voice can get to, in the name of prayer, in the name of the spoken word, in the name of prophetic declaration, that means God's power can go there. There was nobody Jesus touched that he didn't speak to. Hallelujah. So today, you will not miss your portion. Hallelujah. Was put in the prison, he was bound on two sides. In case your God is so strong, he will have to pass through these soldiers. But the Bible says Peter slept. The enemy will not understand why you are able to sleep with all the problems around. But Peter slept. The reason why he was able to sleep is because some people were praying somewhere. Don't joke with prayer. There is a place for personal prayer. There is a place for corporate prayers. There are some challenges when you go to them, even the energy to pray, it will be taken from you. But when you have your community where people can support you with prayer, sometimes even if it's just to log in and be saying amen. Amen. That was pretty typically what Peter was doing. Because even if you think your God will save you, but they took you through the first gate and God didn't come. Took you through the second gate. It's like God went for a meeting. Then they took inside the cell and said, you will not only be in this cell, you will be here with soldiers. And then they put the shackles on one hand, glued him to the other man. Because this guy is an ardent criminal. So your God must be very compassionate to come here. This place, once you come here, you don't go out. From here, you go and kill you. But when God came, he just sent one of the angels. Say, you, what are you doing? Say, go and bring Peter for me. The angel was so doused with the presence of God. The Bible said the chains fell of their own accord. The soldiers did not wake up. Even though the angel spoke to Peter and said, follow me. Get up. The man thought he was dreaming. You see, may you not love sleep too much. He thought it was a supernatural encounter. The same way when I was in church and the Lord said to me, your covenant with death has been abolished. I thought it was the next message I will preach. I didn't know it was a word for me. And I still went on the pulpit and I said, your covenant with death. And I was there laying hands. Your mercy will not be taken from you. There is something people are seeing they don't know. That's why they respect you. It's not the job you are doing. There is a covering God has given to you. The day God removes that, that day you know you are not smart. The covering of mercy will not be taken from you. I prophesy again. The covering of mercy will not be taken from you. I was hospitalized, and at some point I started seeing visions of dying. And then the Lord said, and my mom even confirmed it, that she saw an angel in our room the night before, and she couldn't see his head because he was so tall. And she thought, she panicked because she thought I had died. And the angel came for me. So when I opened my eyes in the morning, she said, I thought you died. I was scared. I couldn't shout. And then the Lord, when I had my mom had that experience, the Lord now said, but I told you. You know, he said, it's like I now remembered that 1 week ago, the Lord said, I have canceled your covenant. When the devil really wants to fight a man, he fights him on the basis of covenant. That's why you go to some of these covens, they will say, go and bring his shirt. Go and bring something that belongs to him. Because whatever is structured on the covenant, you need more than prayer to break it. If you are not living a covenanted life, you can't break a lesser covenant. That's why the New Testament is called New Covenant. That word testament is covenant. It's God's covenant with man. And the Lord said, look, I told you your covenant with death has been cancelled. I said, it's true. Then I started praying. They diagnosed me with hepatitis. Took me back into the lab. And that was my first experience with hepatitis. It's like Parkinson's. Your entire body will be vibrating like this. And you are not moving. It's just vibrating. They ran another test. And they said, this thing is no more in his body. But the symptoms were still there. But I now believe God's word. You are the ones who said I had this thing. Now you said I don't have it. I'm telling you something. I'm trying to share a principle with you. That after God sends his word to you. The Bible says he sent his word. He sent his word on a message. Go to plot 3, Akiolu Street. And he mentioned your name. Mention your street. Go to that house. That word cannot come back and say I didn't see her. You will stay there till you see that person. But you see, physically, there were other manifestations that was not agreeing with what God said to me. They took me to the hospital, to the lab. They said nothing again. But all the symptoms were there. And they discharged me the same way I was admitted. The way I was, that's the way they left me. The symptoms cleared in 2 weeks without drugs. But I've been on drips and treatment. Listen, God's word over your life will not fail. And sometimes when we give some of these prophets, some of you think maybe it's just mind game. It's not mind game. Our sister's mother lives, she doesn't live in the capital now. In our local government where she is, a ward. So that means every time you stand before God, it's not just you, it's your family that came. A ward can come for your father. He didn't come here, but because you are here. It's not mind game. But the mother received her healing. Meanwhile, somebody, when they say, stretch your hands to where you are hurting, that's when that pandemic now made sense. He now put his hand inside the pandemic and he's eating. And then God said, Michael, Angel Michael, look at your friend. Look at your friend. He's eating again. He's eating this food. Now, some of you are afraid. It's as if the month of July will not end. Today is 31. Continue to eat. Come on, say my case is different. See, let me tell you. I'm looking forward to the next, you know, this last half of the year with my journey laced with mercy. You should say it to yourself. My journey laced with... See, mercy removes stress. Mercy removes stress. Prophesy. Prophesy. This remaining part of this year, going forward, my journey is laced with mercy. My journey is laced with mercy. Nothing will be difficult for me. Nothing will be difficult for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, before we see it, because I may or may not preach, so, but forgive me. It's one of those days. But I believe somebody has been hearing God since you came in this morning. Those testimonies, have you heard God? Have you seen that your problem is small? My brother was sharing his testimony. He said there are two miscarriages. See, let me tell you. Go and learn the attitude of gratitude. Go and learn it. It's not a gift of the Spirit. You have to learn it. Haven't you seen people that you are in some ways more attractive than they are? They are not even as, but when you see the kind of favor God, you know, maybe in your office also, you ask yourself, so what makes me different? I'm better than this person. God has a system of prosperity that favors his own children. God doesn't look at the budget to bless his own. Doesn't look at the budget of Nigeria. So you've got to believe it. To be a believer is to live the faith life. To be a believer is to believe God before your president. Because a man can tell you, this next 4 years you will experience change. And then 1 year to the end, he's saying that he can't wait to go. So that means man will fail. There's a book that is called the Book of Remembrance. Oh my God. Which suggests to me, you might have done good deeds, but you may be forgotten. That until God in his throne room opens that book, the earth will not remember you. So today, for your sake, we open that book. Now, I hope you know there are many churches all over the world shouting amen today. So that your amen is, you need to charge it. I said, for your sake, we open the book of mercy. He said, for when I see the blood, I will pass, death will pass over you. Listen to me. Whoever has been marked for shame, for death, premature death in your family, by the reason of the blood of the covenant, you jump over it. Why that others do not pass me by? Savior, do not pass me by. One more time. Sing it from your heart. But before I begin to pray and minister to people, we want to silence the voice of accusation. The voice of accusation in the spirit realm. The voice that spoke against Job. And Job started having problems. The voice that many of you hear that tells you are not righteous enough. The voice that tells you cannot walk with God. That God is not looking for someone like. The voice that tells you that you cannot stop fornicating. That voice. The voice that tells you are not worthy. That voice spoke against Job, and God was constrained. God could not defend Job. He only gave a condition and said, don't touch his life. Ah, look, Satan messed him up. Entered into the mouth of his friends. They also spoke against him. He says, because you are not faithful. Are you a tighter? I'm not a tighter. That's why things are tight for you. They bring up legitimate reasons and form a garrison around you. They cage you in. A stronghold. So after you didn't pray, for 3 hours when pastor said, boys, you come 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. They raise accusation. But mercy is for those who are falling short of the mark. Mercy is not for those who did everything. Mercy is for those who tried, but they didn't meet up. They say, let's give them grace period. They say, okay, pass mark is 50. Too many people, give them 40. And push them. Mercy is in your house. I say mercy is in your house. Oh my God, mercy is in your house. Now, some of you would have noticed, and if you are there, just wave to me. I want to say something. If you notice a great temptation to take offense this month, raise your hand. Something happened, it could be within the family or something, and you wanted to take offense and scatter everything. Now, put your hands up. That is an attack against you. The attack may be legitimate, or your anger may be justified, but don't make any mistake. When Satan came against Zacharias in the book of Zacharias, chapter 10 or so. Oh my God, sit down. Just stay on that house of Judah. Just stay, but don't be too far. I think this is Zacharias 10. That's not my scripture. Or 3. Chapter 3. See, when I read the Bible, I try to understand how whatever it is I'm reading may affect me. I don't go about trying to make the Bible say what it's not saying. There's no point. This scripture was documented because of that divine possibility that one may be a pastor, he may be a high priest, yet there might be accusations against him. It's chapter 3. You may do everything to your own understanding. Yet Satan, the Bible calls him the accuser of the brothers, accuser of the brethren. Satan's ultimate weapon against believer is accusation. Come on, are you here? And you can see accusation when you start observing certain things around your business, around your office. You notice that tension. All of a sudden, there are roadblocks. Once you start noting that you are not able to get through to your boss, you are not having issues, your wisdom is being questioned, like the wisdom of Ahitophel. Are you with me now? So this guy is a pastor. His name is Joshua. And if you are Joshua here, this is your Bible verse. He said, and he showed me Joshua the high priest. Now, this high priest is the general overseer. He's not just a priest. He's the high priest. So, the other pastors report to him. So, the GO2 can be having problem. Because GO can cancel everybody and neglect his wife. What most of you don't understand is that you cannot be a pastor's wife if you are not ready to share your husband. So, when you call me and I don't pick, don't be angry. Sometimes that 30 minutes inside the 24 hours is the one I used to ask my wife. I hope everybody is okay. Sometimes we sleep well Most times we don't. And in case you think the job is that easy, I'm even praying that God should call you. So let's be two. We'll be encouraging ourselves. This man's weakness might not be as a result of deliberate sin. It might be as a result of the ministry, being busy working for God, but neglecting his own altar. Legitimate reasons, like wanting to make your wife happy, you now offend God in the process. Say, if you love me, you won't go for service today. I love you, but I'm going to church. It's a legitimate reason. If you love me, don't go out. What are we going to be doing? We have been in this house for... So if you are not careful, it may be something legitimate. And you get into God's bad books. Because the issue is not what you did. The issue is that at your level, God expects you to know better. At your level. You understand? At your level. So you now realize that a Judas can follow Jesus for 3 years and yet not understand that if you can stay close enough, you will find mercy. He felt the better option was to hang himself and die. Just the way there are believers who toy with suicide because they don't know the mercy of their God. This guy was a pastor. He was not fornicating. There were small sins. Look at it. He said, he showed me the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. Please understand, this is the altar of God's presence. Which means every time the pastor stands on the altar, he's not standing there. The angels that follow that ministry are standing there with him. So physically, you may not see anything. But the spiritual representation of what we are doing here is quite different from what you are seeing. He said, and Satan was also standing there. Look at that scripture. Satan was also standing there to what? To resist him. Look at that scripture. To what? To resist him. The devil had occasion to stand beside an holy angel and he was not afraid. He stood before God's presence and he was not afraid. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw the access that Satan has over my life in your presence. Many of you are too quiet. That's just the problem. You are too academic. You want to think about everything. Spiritual things don't respond to your Harvard degree. Next verse. And the Lord said unto Satan, now this was the angel of the Lord that was speaking, but he was speaking in first person. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem. You see, the word Jerusalem is very significant. Because what the angel was saying is that this guy is the spiritual lamp of Jerusalem. The battle the allegation you are bringing to this man, is not because you hate this man. It's because you want Israel to be in darkness. That Satan is always looking at the big picture. You think it's just about this thing you did. No. The devil has looked at your future 10 years ahead. He saw what you became. He saw what God did with your life. It's better to bring him down now before he gets to that point. That's all. So don't always think now. Always think the devil has. It's like a game of chess. He has calculated 4 steps ahead of you. So, hey, is it? Don't worry. It's not this one. There's something else. So why the priest was here? Oh, I'm dirty. I'm filthy. God was saying, you are not seeing it. Jerusalem is the target. At the end of the book of Malachi, is the final book, right? At the end of Malachi, Israel was now thrown into 400 years of spiritual darkness. 400 years. Spiritual darkness. Nobody was serving God. Nobody was doing it. People are just doing what they like. God didn't care. God was enjoying himself in his heaven. Left them. 400. Do you know what it means? 4 generations. Peradventure, everybody lives 100 years each. And God ignored them for 400 years. The devil has always been about your lampstand, your spiritual position as a family. Yes, you are born again, but God is looking at the family. In that family, I have people there. So don't think your salvation is you. It's for you. It's not for you. Your salvation is to give God an entrance into your family. He said, look, he said, the Lord has chosen Jerusalem. He rebukes you. He said, because is this not a brand? It's like when you take a burning firewood. A brand plucked out of fire. This is a brand. It's marked. Sold out. So, God was looking at the matter, looking at this issue you are talking about from another perspective. He said, is this not a brand that has been plucked out of fire? That means when the man began to toy around sin, when the man began to make some mistakes, he was taken out of the corporate fire. He was separated. And because you are standing alone, the possibility that you are going to burn out now becomes higher. But when you are a firewood connected to other burning woods, you burn longer. That is the reason why we come to church. We don't come to church to dance. We come to stay in the fire. Shout hallelujah. So, next verse. Now, Joshua was clothed with what? What was he clothed with? That was his priestly garment. Not jeans. The garment of a pastor, of a priest. The collar. The flowing gown. He stood before him. This is like a reverend father dressed in white. Have you seen a reverend father that officiates with stained clothes? That's what we are talking about. But this guy didn't even know he was dirty. Which means it was a spiritual state. He was still showing up in church, doing other things, but he was spiritually, he was not qualified to stand before God. And Satan knew. Most times it is we believers that are the last to know. God knows, Satan knows, but you are too busy. And he answered and spoke to them that stood before him. Say, take away. Come on, say, take away the filthy garments. Over my life. Over my destiny. Over my family. Every bot in my life. Every bot in my family. Take away the filthy garments. In Jesus' name. And he said unto him, he said, behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you. Say amen. And I will clothe you with a change of raiment. This is a prophecy for a family here. Your, now, there's a family I'm talking to. Your siblings start calling that, oh, you know what? I just gave my life, guys. They will call you. They just call you. You'll be shocked. Because you've only seen them as people that are difficult. They will call you and say, I've given my life to Christ. So you see. Just make sure you share the testimony. Because sometimes when we talk, like, people don't believe. They think it's a motivational. He said, let them set a fair mitre, that like a crown, so, upon his head. And so they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Next verse. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus hear the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways. You see, it's conditional. You don't gain your place with God by accident. You obey certain kingdom principles. You obey the word of God. Obedience is the highest form of worship. When you obey God, you are not a fool. Many of your friends that you think they are being woke. 10 years we sort everybody out. 10 years. Because you don't realize that you are actually in a better place. Like the lady I was warning and I was cautioning, he said, stop. How many abortions are you going to have? Because sometimes when you use Bible language, people are not listening. But when I ask you, matter. This is the third one. When are you going to stop? So it rings differently. I'm not quoting Revelation 21:8. I'm just asking you, when will you stop killing these children? So you like, are you calling? Yes, you are a murderer. Some of them now are now trying to follow Jesus. But the scripture says it is good for a man to bear a yoke when he's young. There are certain things you can't do when you get to certain age. You just be struggling. The grace has been lifted. Now they are just managing. They want to follow God. It's not easy again. You can't get married. Nobody will take you. You can't get pregnant. You no certificate. You can't walk. But then we sounded like we were being old school. We didn't know how to enjoy life. Is there anybody that doesn't know how to enjoy life? but there will be mercy. Everybody will get to heaven. But some will get in as though they are passing through fire. He said, if you will walk in my ways, it's a decision. It's your own decision. I will make my own. My work as a pastor is different from my work with God as a Christian. If you will walk in my ways, if these blessings are conditional, it's not automatic. If you will, it's not anointing, if you decide. Spirit move over. Spirit. Your word is life. So if you walk in my ways and you keep my charge, that means if you pay attention to the instructions I'm giving you. So you now find that the greater problem in people's life is not Satan, it's to hacking. That book, that Bible in your hand, and including the one on your iPad, that you lie that you are reading, even though you consult Facebook more than that one. God is in empty. Satan knows. Those are the things he raises as accusations against you. That God, this guy doesn't love you. Because when you say you love this person, there are certain things God looks at. Number one, do you spend time with that person? Are you always bored when you are with her? Are you looking for how to run away and go somewhere else? When you say someone is in love, you are like a fool. Forget about Nigerian men that love with their brain, because the pocket must be protected. But in other countries, so they love like fools. An 80-year-old man can love a 22-year-old girl, and the 22-year-old girl will be saying, "Oh, I just love him, the love of my life." Go and check that man, he's a billionaire. Go and check that man, he's a billionaire. Somebody say love don't cost a thing. Love costs a lot of things. Number one, time. Make a covenant with God as you enter into the month of August that you will prioritize him. Don't just get up and be angry and make a decision that affects your life, affects your career, without getting clearance from the Lord. And if you are not sure, you talk to your leaders, your pastors. When you were looking for that job, you were praying, fasting, rolling on the altar. Now you wanted to make a show, you took the show on your own without recourse to God. And so God should come and give you another job. Come on, say mercy, Lord. You wanted to go into a relationship, you prayed and asked God for direction. Now things were not really working out. And then you just say, "I don't know this guy, I don't like this lady again." And you decided that you realize that you're actually strong enough to make that decision. The moment you come to Jesus, you relinquish the power to decide. You only choose that which the Lord allows you. If the Lord says, "Start this business, start selling bottled water," you cannot wake up and say, because that thing has become a ministry. Yes, it has become a ministry. The Lord said, "Sell bottled water." It has become, you can't leave that business. You are working for God. You are not the CEO. You are just a small boy. You are working for God. If the business is not working, you go, "Baba, this thing, they don't buy ammo." Say, "Okay, change location. Go to the other, go to Mende." I'm telling you how to be blessed. It may sound so difficult. God is not a talisman. He's not a magician. He said, "If you pay attention to my charge, if I tell you first 3 days of every month, start the first every month with prayer and fasting. It doesn't matter who is frying egg roll in your street or who is you know, that way is very wicked. I was working out during the fast, and then I just, the doctor said I should be 10,000 or something. So I was trying. By the time I walked from my house, brisk walking, to General Hospital, then some woman was there. I've never seen her there, just frying egg roll, and so big and fresh. On a Monday morning. Oh my God. It's as if I've never eaten egg roll before. I just looking at the teacher, just doing like this to me. Just doing like this. "Mabo, come. Now, I have to be honest with you. My faith cannot save me. Because in my mind, I've eaten that egg roll. And it's not, the wrongest thing to do is to say, "I bind you, Satan. You are deceiving yourself." Just walk away. If you say, "I will show that I can," you are gone. You will eat egg roll, you will buy extra. You drink Coke on top to wash it down. Then your eye will not clear. Hey. If that happened to you this month, please raise your hand. I can, we are forgiving you, but just wait. If it happened to you once, oh, gee. Yeah. You say, ah, God, I'm your daughter. You can't kill me. We continue tomorrow. Say, it's month of mercy. It's a month of mercy. Ah, no, Ashan. Why do you say it now? Ah, Kuriabi. You just say something like, Baba, I am your daughter. I'm your son. My mind no carry on. You know, sometimes I think the Lord will sit on his throne and he will be laughing so hard that these people are just interested. You are the one that gave yourself fasting. You are the one that is still breaking the fast. I asked my wife a question. We are going to pray at night, 10 p.m. So my plan was to catch some rest between 7 and 10. But I was now, you know, I was playing with my laptop. I couldn't rest. The moment we hit 10 minutes to 10, my eyes became very heavy. Very heavy. And I was the one leading the prayers that night. Like, the sleep now felt so, wow, like this is just the perfect time. Like, I've never slept before. My eyes were so heavy. So when you notice, let's appreciate our pastors that led us in prayers, please. Pastor David, Pastor Kenny, Pastor Adeshola, amen. Pastor Wumi, who else? Pastor Ego, Pastor Ose. It wasn't so easy for many of us. And for some of you listening. But you made it, amen. And the testimonies have just started. Say louder, amen. Amen. So the word of the Lord says, if you keep my charge, that means the strongest things you can walk away in the month of July with is the direct instructions from the Holy Spirit. Those are the things that will keep the heavens perpetually opened. Because everywhere somebody is obeying the word of God, God is looking at that place. God is committed there. And believe me, God has not forgotten you. If God is still talking to you, that means he has not forgotten you. You only have reasons to be concerned when he has stopped speaking to you in dreams, speaking to you through the scriptures, leading you through other, you know, sometimes you are talking to your friends and God is speaking to you through them. The moment you notice God is quiet, don't sit down and say, oh, well, just drag yourself to this church and Monday or Tuesday, come and be praying. That's all. Just drag yourself. Enter bus. Come. He says, you keep my charge. The problem is not about what God can do. The problem is whether you will do your own part. Listen, I was listening to a musician in the U.S. He was speaking yesterday. And what he said really blessed me. He said they did a research, a study. Huh? They put two plants, a flower pot with plants in it, in separate places. Then in this particular room where this particular plant was, they were playing heavy metal music, like secular music, worldly music. They were playing it, and in like 2 weeks or so, the plant died. Then they went to the other room. It's a study, you know. They started playing soft instrumental music, and that one started blossoming. Sound as spirit. Yes, sir. Protect your ears. Sound. A sound can start from Lagos and end up at the World Athletic. And you find everybody they'll be doing like this. It's spirit. Sound our spirit. You won't even know why you are doing it, but I'm just telling you that sound our spirit. And believe me, it's not really about the sound. It's the energy backing that song. Those things you can't see with your eyes. That's why the only way you feel it is in your soul. Concentrate your hand. Concentrate your body. For your body to be consecrated, it's not only in fornication. From fornication, it's from ungodly sound. Bind that devil. The moment you see yourself doing like job, be free. You bind yourself and lose yourself. Say, be free. Is somebody hearing me? Because some of these things this enemy is using against us, they are very little things. Come on, say, I will obey. And I will trust God. I can preach a whole series on this, but it's not as important as, let's just have a family meeting. Worship at the outer court is different from worship in the holiest of all. You know, outer court, all those things that people do, just get away with. We are funky. We are not funky. We are saints. We are saints. We are temple priests. And how you see yourself is very important, because God will not use you beyond the way you see yourself. God will not use you beyond the way, because if He does anything above your own perception of yourself, it will crash you down. So that's why the Bible keeps talks about renewing your mind. Because you renew your mind, you see the way God sees you, then you adjust. You adjust. You are changed from glory to glory. The moment you make that migration, God opens more to you. You saw the testimony of our brother. He talked about praying for people with all kinds of infirmities. But it's because there's a revelation he has about himself. Some of you have been here for so long, you don't even believe that you can cast out a devil. When you cast out the devil, you are the one who runs. Some of you have very powerful gifts from the Lord. Look at my dear star that my star was sharing her testimony. She got baptized in the Holy Spirit on the first day of this Bethesda month. First day, when some people were still booting, God visited her. She didn't see it coming. She began to operate in visions and dreams. She didn't pray for it. The Holy Ghost came and happened to her. The Holy Ghost happened to her. So now, because of the experience, she was, you know, it's like an overload. She was overloaded with current, voltage. So there will be confrontation in her soul. Is this what you want to be doing with your life now? All this spirituality, no. Be balancing it. Be doing this one and be doing that. You now realize that the Holy Spirit will not allow you to post some things again. Say, no. You are my child. You can't do this one. So it's not because it's in the Bible. It will be reading your own Bible to you. Look at all the testimonies that are here. Many of us have friends in our workplaces and in our homes who are hurting. You've never even thought that, let me bring them. Peradventure, the Lord will do something for them. Testimony is one of the easiest way to win a soul. You are saying God is here. Jesus is alive. Do you think that man at the boot pool of Bethesda that was healed, when they want to crucify you, you think he will join them? He can't. He know where Jesus picked him from. He didn't even have faith for his own miracle, Charles. The guy couldn't believe. You have been in a situation for so long, you can't even see the next day. You are looking at the pool in front of you, you still can't enter. Then they told you dollar is now 720. With all this problem, say, sister, the other day I saw you, I just feel that the Lord is leading me. Who lead you to who? You are the pool of Bethesda, 38 years, no focus, no direction for your life. You are seeing vision for a sister, and the sister poured water on your head, and the pastor collected you to be looking at the kind of sister you are proposing to. Well, it's because of your affliction. Listen to me. Jesus healed a man from blindness, and people came and asked, is it the one or is it another? Then the brother said, what? I am he. Listen, people will not recognize you again. I said the kind of miracle the Lord is going to do in your life from this month of Bethesda, nobody will recognize you again. Your business will get on autopilot. I prophesy, I say your business will get on autopilot. That thing that God has put in your hands will get on autopilot. Nothing dies around you again. No business dies around you again. No initiative dies around you again. Everywhere you go, life will answer there. In every area of life. I say anywhere you go, life will answer. And death will be taken away. Some battles are simply not necessary. But you cannot deal with them if you don't know who you are in Christ. Then, if you shall keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house. That means you will be a leader in my house. And you shall keep my courts. That is talking about the court of heaven. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. You will not walk among those who are ashamed. I told you God has a system of prosperity that favors his children. And I'm not talking about what man defines as favor. I'm talking about what God gives to his own children by inheritance. Struggle is taken out of your life completely. I see 7 people here. I saw the Lord change the color of your hair and it became white. The Lord is giving you wisdom for the next season. The Lord is giving you wisdom for the next season. For I will give you a mouth which no one will be able to resist or gainsay. Therefore, the wisdom of the Lord is not in your heart, and it's in your mouth. The tone and the sound of your lips will bring kings to you. Wherever your voice is being heard, people that matter will come to your voice. Your opinion will never be rubbished again. Nothing breaks a hardworking man like having put in so much and somebody just can say, what is all of this? And then pushes it aside. Nothing breaks it, especially when you are doing that work from your heart. Nobody will rubbish you again. I am praying specially for those who are in the phase of their life where they don't even know whether to turn left or right. In the name that is above every other name, direction will come. In the name of Jesus, direction will come. In the name of Jesus, direction will come. Do not labor in your own strength. Do not force anything to happen. Follow Jesus. Therefore, I read this scripture and I close. In Isaiah chapter 10, is it chapter 10 verse 27 or 9? By the reason of the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. And it shall come to pass in that day, chapter 10 verse 27, that his burden, things you have been carrying, things you have had to deal with for years, an unfulfilled life, failed ministry, failed marriage, failed expectations. He said that burden shall be taken off from your shoulder. And that yoke, do you know what a yoke is? It's something that stays around the neck and clips it, compelling the animals to stay at that job on the farm. They don't like it, but they have to be there. They don't have to do it, but they show up every day, go to Marina, go to Lekki, for nothing. But they just can't stay at home. That burden of slavery is taking off your life. God has a system of prosperity that favors his children. And you are a partaker today. You are a partaker today. The Lord said to me, there's somebody here, he said, I'm going to renew your youth like the eagles. And what the Lord means here is called reverse. It's going to reverse your aging process. You'll begin to look younger. He said, and his yoke shall be taken from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Come on, say, because of the anointing. Sometimes when the anointing comes on you, you are not even aware until you get out of that place and you get home and realize your phone calls are coming in. Some of you, the way you know there's favor is that calls will be coming in. Some of you, the way you will know is that calls will not come because all those who call you, they waste your time and they disturb you. So God will send them away. One of God's servants, a dear brother, was attacked by assassins in the north recently. This is a solid man of God, and every time he looks at me, say you're a Christian. You know, in the north, the Christian pastor is different. Say he's a Christian. So they went to his house Sunday night after service. or Saturday night. He wasn't in that village that he went to the capital city, somewhere in Yola. So they went to his village and they knocked on the gate. The wife saw guns, so she didn't open. And they took out their AK-47 and started blasting the gate without fear around 11 p.m. So she called her husband. These guys are here. The husband said, go out and open the gate for them. The moment they came in, they just asked, where is Stephen? It's a compound with many flats. But they came for that man of God. Only him. You will not carry the problem that is not your own. You will not carry the problem that is not your own. They brought out guns and they came into the house. My husband is not at home. They said no. Lifted the mattress up. Say he can be hiding there. Opened the store. Opened the other room. Saw the children on the bed. And they could have shot those children to death on their bed. Can you imagine going to bed and waking up in heaven? Because you didn't even have time to process your death. The woman was just begging, please sir, please sir. The neighbor who was trying to be a macho man came out, brought out cutlass, bam, boom. Just the guy still unconscious more than 2 weeks. The anger that somebody could lift a cutlass. They saw the cutlass from the other flat. They didn't blink. Those guys didn't come to kidnap. They came to kill. They didn't blink. They just cocked the gun. Pow! As at the time I was getting this briefing, the neighbor was still unconscious. But he must have been hit in a terrible place. Maybe at the head or something. Let me prophesy again. You will not carry a load that is not your own. The neighbor suffered for what was not his business. After they searched the compound, they said, it's not here. Let's go. Wasted one man. So I was even trying to reach the pastor that, maybe you shouldn't go to that village yet. Stay in the capital, you know. Let's just... The next time I saw him in church, shout hallelujah, he was preaching. I said, oh, this Jesus. Oh, when a man has an encounter with God, it is not a matter of if I live or die. The man was back in church the next Sunday. Let us bless the name of the Lord. I said, oh my God, how I love this Jesus. The man was back at his duty post. If I will die, I will still die. The man showed back. Oh, I told myself, you need to learn from this man. You need to learn something. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. And I noticed those who are not afraid to die, don't die. He that seeks to keep his life will what? He will lose it. That's Jesus for you. If you think, oh, by keeping your money or that your wicked 1,000 naira, then you brought out 15 naira. He said, he that keepeth his life will lose it. He that keepeth more than is necessary tendeth to poverty. That's what Jesus said. The wisdom of God is contained in the word of God. So the next time you read the book of Proverbs or you read the word of God, don't be thinking of that brother. Think of yourself. You are reading the book for yourself, not to preach. Say, this thing is talking about you. It's not talking. It's talking about you. Say this thing. Let me send this thing to Tina. Oh, let me post it on my status. She will see it. Go. Prepare her. Yeah, you are wasting your time. Tina will not honor data that day. Why am I saying this to you? There are deliberate things we can do to keep the heavens completely opened. Completely opened. Say, pay attention to my charge. When I tell you something, don't be looking for who will support you. And I'm talking about what God says, not the one that you are imagining, that you've confirmed this is God. People have been shot in their dreams and they didn't wake up. You don't understand? That's why, as much as I love my brethren in the north, there are some things they need to learn from us. Spiritual warfare, they need to learn it. They need to learn it. Many of our brethren, they die anyhow. We need to learn their meekness. and commitment to the cause of Christ. But they need to learn warfare from us. I see the peace of God settling upon people's hearts here. So, go into the month of August with a victory mindset. The devil is too small to stop you. Come on, the devil is too small to stop you. Go into the month of August knowing it is a month of continuous victory for you and your family. Because Jesus is concerned about your family. He's mindful of you. When Jesus looks at the report coming from Nigeria, he's looking at Tobechukwu's family. He's looking at Busao's family. He's looking at Tina's family. He's looking at Brother Pa's family. He's looking at Ayo's family. He's not looking at statistics. He's looking at people. He's looking at people. Oh, Busao. Michael, change your job. Bam. That's it. Then somebody will just develop a headache and go away for 3 months. Then they recruit you. See, I've made up my mind this month of August. I will praise God. I will pray. I will play the keyboard in my stomach. I will play the guitar in my mind. In my liver. Woo! Nothing fights depression like that. You can't do anything about a situation. Why not praise God? The devil will ever have to deal with listening to you sing or clear out of the way and allow you pass. So if you decide to hang around, we are going to be praising God together. Come on, say my praise has just started. When I hear all these testimonies, I'm humbled and I'm grateful, because sometimes you wonder whether God has forgotten about Nigeria. But when you see God coming and touching people personally, God is mindful though. He didn't come as a group. Oh, Tobechukwu, your mommy is healed. You are healed. You get that job. God is going to individuals. Do you know what I'm talking about? The one who sits upon the circles of the earth. The one who sits upon, where he sits from, he sees whatever is going on in Ukraine. There are so many things that should take his attention. But he says, Tina, your mother is healed. He came, individual settlement. Oh my God. What a God. What a God. That he looks at you, you don't need to apply to see him. When you lift up your voice and begin to praise him, he's attracted. I look at people that don't praise God. They are the ones that are doing like this on the street. Because you've got to, there's a way you praise God. You understand? And you are not even doing the thing for Jesus. You are doing it for some strange spirit. Come on, say my eyes are open. In the month of August, I will praise God. Praise him and see what he will do. God will give you the victory while he will take the glory. I say God will give you the victory while he will take the glory. Do you believe? Rise to your feet. Bread from the bakery we are eating. Say we have fellowship and covenant with his body. And he said, if you don't do this, you cannot be part of me. This is one of the unique rituals that we have maintained that Jesus gave to us. In fact, this is the only ritual that he gave to us. And he said, when you drink of this wine, it is not the wine from the tree you drank. You became initiated into the same order that I stem from. You become like me. So we are going to be crucified together, and we are going to be resurrected together. That the life that is in Jesus becomes our own life. That we are free from the bonds of mortality and death. That the last chapter of our life will not be written by Satan. For the scripture said death could not hold him. This ritual is that which gave victory. It was what ensured the restoration of Peter. Judas didn't partake, so he couldn't come back. No one here will be missing. I ask those who are watching online, on Mixlr, on Facebook, to get a token from their end. If you don't have wine, you can use water. And if you don't have bread, get biscuit. And if you don't have biscuit, get a spoon of rice. Whatever works for you. Whatever is called bread. Whatever is called food. As we partake this morning, as a body, as a church, as individuals, as families, we come into a new level of life. That the life, the same quality of life, the Zoe life that Jesus demonstrated, will now become our inheritance. Amen. Not just in theory, but in practice. Amen. That everything that has been dead will now come back to life. Amen. Every prophecy that has been frustrated and left hanging will now be activated. Amen. And every life that has been on hold, every life that has been stagnated, will now begin to move forward. Therefore, our Father, we thank you. And we receive this meal with gratitude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and take of the bread and the wine. Take 1 minute to pray for yourself. For yourself.